John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philly this weekend tonight for two shows at 7 and 9:45, same times for tomorrow. If you want tickets, you can get them through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. He is on the new FX show, Dave, and his name is Andrew Santino.
You got it. Look at that live audience. How wild, huh? This is nice. You guys got a bad view, but...
What are you going to do?
Yeah. What a bummer. What a bummer. I'm glad I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Now you're living in L.A. and you're a Chicago guy living in L.A.
Chicago guy, born in Chicago, and now I'm living in L.A., traveling across the country. 70 humans were on my plane last night.
Really?
That's it. 70 people.
Wow.
You know who sat behind me?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Really?
Fact, he's here. Go chase him down if you guys are looking for him.
Did you ask him?
Yeah.
I know him.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really
text him. Ask him what he's doing here. I texted Joe Rogan. I said, your buddy's behind me. He said, don't do anything stupid. So on the way back, I kissed him right on the tattoo, right by his eyes. He loved it. He loved it. He seemed to react generously.
Wow.
No, it was wild. Nobody was on the plane. Everyone's scared to come here.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, man, it was wild.
All right. And well, especially coming out of California. I mean, that's their first stop, the Wu-Tang Clan, from China.
Right. It's Wuhan. It's Wuhan.
Okay.
Yeah, don't besmirch Wu-Tang.
Yeah. How dare you?
Method Man comes through every once in a while.
Right. One of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time. Don't associate them with the virus.
All right. Let's just ruin the beer.
Yeah. Right, that's right. No, yeah, it was the freak out is crazy. I don't know if people didn't want to travel because of the virus or because it was a flight to Philly. I'm not really sure. All right, relax. Relax. It's a joke. It's a great city. I'm happy to be here. It is awesome.
I'm just shocked at the fact that either you were in first class or Tyson was in coach.
Hey, you're shocked I was in first class? All the shows are sold out tonight. Okay, baby. Okay. No, the plane was empty. They put us up. I flew the plane, actually. It was empty. They let you do whatever now.
All right. Captain comes out with a mask on.
Yeah.
You want to take it?
Yeah, take over. We got to go. They jumped. They both jumped out.
And so this new show that it just started, what, Tuesday night?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Just started. Kid from Philly. His name is Little Dicky. You told me. You said the town. What's the town?
Cheltenham.
I don't, yeah. But all I know, yeah, I know he's from here. He's a Jewish rapper who moves to Los Angeles to become famous.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of what the show is about.
Is?
Yeah, right. That's kind of what the gist of it is. His career moving from Philly to Los Angeles to become famous as a rapper.
All right. Can you imagine what that pitch meeting must have been like?
Yeah.
Right. It's like, all right, I'm a Jewish rapper from Philly. All right, we got
Get
a show.
Out. Get out. We're not going to buy. He's a really talented rapper. You guys, if you know him, he's extremely talented, but he wants to traverse into comedy, and he's funny, man. The show is very funny. It's not for your parents, I'll say that. It's not. There's a lot of nudity.
Nudity.
Yeah, there is.
Sitcom nudity.
Yes. Right? There's a lot of... FX lets you get away with a lot of stuff now. You can show almost everything.
Really?
Yeah. We sit in a tub together naked. We show that. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a fun show.
Is the Dicky Lil?
No. No, oddly enough. Ironically,
it's an ironic name.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's like a fat guy named Tiny.
Yeah, it's got its own handler. It's so big. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Wow.
It was wild. The show is good, though. It's fun. It's really fun. But yeah, from one of Philly's own. So watch the show.
Dude,
it's good.
He blew up overnight.
Like,
yeah.
He had a video on YouTube of one of his first songs, and it went gigantic.
Right. Yeah, he's
the
got over
Chris Brown actually
views.
Like charted, I think.
Yeah, it's got probably a half a billion views, that one. He's got, in total on YouTube, over a billion views.
Wow.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, he's...
Wow. I got six or seven.
Six or seven, period?
Yeah, period.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, they're right here. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, it seems like it. No, yeah, but the show is good, I hope people like it. FX puts out a lot of good material, so if you like their content, it's kind of on brand with what they put out, you know?
Now you and Steve have something in common, because Steve...
Both good-looking dudes?
Yeah, right. Well, he disguises himself as an Italian also.
I know you said that out there, but why did he say disguise? He's Italian if he's Italian,
well,
if he says it.
Last name's Vassalotti. I got the Irish in my mom.
Vassalotti. Right. I know, and I look like the map of Ireland.
My kid has red hair.
Yeah. What's part's Irish, which part's Italian?
My mom's Irish, my dad's Italian.
Same.
I would say the little dicky part is probably
Italian.
Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't get the Irish curse?
Nah.
Good for you. I'm somewhere in between.
Yeah. No, because as soon as this is the first time we met, and as soon as I walk out, I go, redheaded Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Never encountered.
Can you imagine? That's right. What I always say.
Andrew Santino, my kid's going to be Stephen Vassalotti with red hair.
Good. Yeah. And good for him. He'll get beat up for a couple years, but it'll work out. And then become something successful just like his pop. See that? It'll all work out.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. People always ask that. How's a redheaded Italian? And I try to. I have to sit them down and teach them about biology and how life works. And when a woman hates her father very much,
right,
she sleeps with an Italian man, and then you get a full-grown leprechaun. That's what I am. I'm just a tall leprechaun. I shouldn't even be tall. Most Italians aren't even tall.
No.
But my dad's Sicilian, which is the other ones. I know.
It doesn't get any better.
Are you Sicilian?
Yes.
Siciliano?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, then we're on the same page.
How long does your dad hold a grudge for?
It's, what do you mean? How long? It's still going. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's,
they never end.
It's on me for that.
Yeah,
I don't let go.
It never ends.
No,
yeah.
No. Nothing. Did he die? I still hate him.
Right. Even when he's dead, he'll find a way to hold a grudge somehow and lay it out for us to deal with for the rest of time.
Now, being from Chicago with St. Patrick's Day coming up, this year is voted the best St. Patrick's Day in America.
Yeah, and you said Chicago's the number one city apparently. Yeah, I thought it'd be Boston. Boston seems to have way more mix than we do, but we dye the river, so that's a big thing.
Yeah,
right. Which kills, like 50,000 fish.
In the river.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A couple of people die in the river in Chicago. Yeah, we make it. We're a drinking city, too. I think it's... Though I can't deal with those things. I don't go to parades and all that stuff. I can't. That's too many people. I go to the gay parades in Hollywood because I'm the mayor. But more, that's just for me to show face, Yeah, to say hi to the boys.
Well, you're out of town. You're lucky to be out of town this weekend because the marathon's this weekend.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
I had no idea.
Marathon's this weekend. Yeah.
God, that's another thing I would never do. Would you ever run 20? Has anybody done that in here?
It's insane. It's maniacal.
Yeah. I run to the bathroom. That's about it.
That's really sad.
At my age, you do that a lot.
I was just going to say, why don't you get one of those things they can just attach to you and walk around with all the time?
Really,
just stroll around
because
with one of those
bags. Because people hug me and I don't want to be squishy.
Right. Something tells me looking at you, you're a little squishy right now anyway. Yeah. Come on. Is this supposed to be fun or no? I don't know. Sorry. No, I couldn't do that. No, I don't ever want to do a sport where the first guy that did it died. That seems insane. Does anybody read books? Does people know the first guy that ran a marathon died? Why would I do that? If James Naismith shot a basketball and had a heart attack, no, I wouldn't play basketball either. Like, that doesn't seem like it's for me. But no, I'm glad to be out of the city just because I'm loving traveling. I'm going around to places, and I'm only picking places I want to go. I'm not placating, but last year the tour was like, there's cities where I'm like, not going there anymore, not going there anymore. So this was, I like Philly a lot, so I'm glad that I'm here. It's going to be great.
What was the worst town that you played?
What's the worst town that I played?
Yeah.
You know, this, I'm not going back to Boise. Is that, you know what I mean? I don't like, they're not bad people. It's not a fun experience.
And what's the comedy club in Boise called?
It's a Subway. The restaurant Subway, you play in the back where they make the bread. It doubles as a comedy club at night. They're nice people. You show up sometimes and you're like, well, this is not a comedy town. Like, it just doesn't have an entertainment push.
Right.
You know what I mean? They moved out there to get away from all that stuff. I feel like that's where they went to go, shave their knives. But it's good to be here in a major city with available food 24 hours a day. That's what I like.
Well, Andrew Santino is playing two shows tonight, two tomorrow at Punchline Philly. The shows are at 7 and 9:45. As a matter of fact, I've got tickets for tomorrow's 9:45 show. So if you would like a pair, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you want to get tickets on your own, it's punchlinephilly.com. Or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, man. Thanks
really
for having
enjoyable.
Me.
I'm glad to meet you.
It's good to meet you as well.
Come back again.
I will do.
Right? Don't treat us like Boise.
I won't. I promise.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.